Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. So much stuff to go over every day, and I already had a bunch of other stuff to do. Another day off lost to the void. Anyway, let's get to work. In today's insurrection update, there was plenty of warning on Trump messaging boards that something was going to happen on January 6th, especially once Trump encouraged it by tweeting that everyone should come to DC for a wild rally. The general mood for most who went had been one of waiting for orders. Some had actually planned with blueprints of the Capitol and intent to catch and execute congresspeople. They talked about it openly in places like Parler. A nonprofit research group found that 50% of posts on Trump forum thedonald.win featured unmoderated calls for violence in the top five responses. At least one rioter was seen with flex cuffs used to restrain people. Someone also carved the phrase, "murder the media," into a door at the Capitol. There were multiple attacks on journalists around the country that day. Several videos show Trumpers chasing off camera crews and destroying their equipment at the Capitol, yelling the media is the enemy of the people, just as Donnie trained them. A Reuters reporter attested to having heard at least three different rioters say they hoped to find Pence and execute him. Apparently, the MAGA mob was even allowed to assemble a makeshift gallows just outside the Capitol. As another example of how badly law enforcement failed, senators were going to be evacuated to an underground bunker built in the aftermath of 9/11. It cost taxpayers roughly $700 million and has multiple secure rooms and blast-resistant doors. The Trump mob got to it before the senators could. As to why the National Guard was not called in ahead of time, the Trump administration had the Pentagon place tight limits specifically on the D.C. National Guard and specifically ahead of January 6th, according to the Washington Post. They confirmed that D.C.'s Mayor Bowser requested greater preparation, but the Pentagon denied the use of riot gear and prohibited interacting with protesters unless necessary for self-defense. Investigations into the security failures of this event will have a lot of work to do, as does the cleanup crew. In addition to all the vandalism and destruction left in the wake of the riot, aides of Schumer say that human feces were smeared on walls and floors. Trump brings his followers closer to the animal kingdom every day. It is fitting, though, we always knew that Trump's legacy would be a fecal one. When MAGA showed up, many expected to be put to use by Trump in a grand plan that would cement his victory. All they got was an order to go to the Capitol and display their strength. Had Trump given them more explicit marching orders, things could have been much bloodier. They still could be, as explicit threats are still being made, including against Biden. As it is, many of them are furious with Trump for calling them to action, only to turn on them after the fact. Many are now facing criminal charges, being fired, and having their lives ruined. To add insult to injury, their fellow MAGA are turning on them too, denouncing them as Antifa. Well, actions have consequences. I'm going to push our discussion of Parler back a day because there's a new development there and we're already long in this episode. So all that said, I want to reiterate a point. As I scanned the comments under the newly released video of the woman at the Capitol being shot, there were a lot calling for her to be treated with no respect, no benefits given to the family, her memory to be that of a traitor, and so on. I understand why people are saying these things, but it's also important to remember that the sad truth is that she probably believed she was defending the Constitution. These people truly believe that the election was rigged and that they are in the right, opposing a coup by Democrats. That's the problem with religious reasoning. Evidence ceases to matter, and all that's left is righteous conviction. And it's been reinforced by right-wing authority figures and media. I'm as pissed at these people as anyone, but we have to remember that they are people, a lot of people, and that dehumanizing them will only drive them further into their cult. The ones who have committed these crimes definitely need to be punished, but we also have to find a way to de-radicalize the right for all our sakes. Simply writing them off is not an option. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski has openly denounced Trump and the GOP. Quote, "I want him to resign. I want him out. He has caused enough damage. He hasn't been focused on what is going on with COVID. He's either been golfing or he's been inside the Oval Office fuming and throwing every single person who has been loyal and faithful to him under the bus, starting with the vice president. He needs to get out. If the Republican Party has become nothing more than the party of Trump, I sincerely question whether this is the party for me." End quote. She said Republicans who did not repudiate Trump earlier, including herself, bear some responsibility for the state of Congress and the nation. Gee, you think. Murkowski said she will not join the Democratic Party, but is talking to moderates on both sides. Alaska's new Final Five voting system makes her more free than ever to put conscience over party, which is why we need more of that. Speaking of legislators, if you want to understand some of the details of why Hawley's objection to the electoral votes was not only anti-democratic, but also complete BS under the law, Lessig explains that in the link below. Moving on to the other war front, General Honoré has been pushing on cable news for the invocation of the Defense Production Act and wide-scale deployment of the National Guard to produce and administer the vaccine and testing. I'd really like to see Biden's administration hire this guy. He's down-to-earth, honorable, and reasonable. We could get through to a lot of vets and others, in addition to helping with logistics. And we very much need the help. We just broke through a new record landmark with 4,000 deaths from COVID in a single day. Let that sink in for a second. The economy is suffering as well. The jobs numbers are in for December, and they show that the economic recovery has fully halted, and even reversed, in the face of the incredible surge in COVID. 140,000 jobs were lost in December. In better news, a recent Data for Progress survey found that the majority of Americans are sick of do-nothing Congress and favor changing the rules, including ending the filibuster, to make Congress more productive. They inquired along a number of related paths. 55% of likely voters expressed a willingness to change Senate rules to expedite the passage of a large coronavirus relief bill. 60% of likely voters want to make it easier to fix gridlock. 62% want Congress to do more and move faster. Shockingly, 35% of Republicans want Congress to slow down and do less and think that gridlock is fine. Because, you know, everything's perfect in the U.S., right? And finally, 45% support ending the filibuster versus 40% opposing it. But in order to pass COVID relief, that shifts to 50% in favor and 31% opposed. It's not the resounding majority I'd like, but we're going to have to make it work. Recall that even though Democrats have a majority in both houses, any bill that does not have substantial bipartisan support can be killed off by a filibuster, which requires a 60% majority in the Senate, rather than the simple 51% majority. In case you haven't noticed, the parties are not in a bipartisan mood right now. And if the insurrection at the Capitol was not clue enough, America is not in a place where it can afford more legislative gridlock. Congress needs to ditch the filibuster so we can make progress on reversing the economic, democratic, and legal disenfranchisement of Americans, or this country will continue its march to self-destruction. On that note, 100 progressive organizations, including the Economic Security Project, Income Movement, and our other favorites, wrote a joint letter to Biden urging him to support an ambitious relief bill with recurring monthly checks. And we have good news and bad news from Biden. The very good news is that he's already fulfilling part of that wish. Breaking with Obama's austerity measures, Biden says that there is a strong consensus among economists that we must deficit spend to invest in the economy in order to shorten the recession and save the country more in the long run. He's proposing a multi-trillion dollar relief package, including UI, rent moratorium, healthcare, infrastructure, and a lot more. And yes, he also reiterated his commitment to $2,000 checks as well as a $15 minimum wage. The plan is to be revealed on Thursday. But the bad news is that word has it he's planning to fold the checks into that huge package instead of passing them as a standalone bill. That would be a horrible mistake that could sink the measure. The GOP senators who have committed themselves to the checks will almost certainly not agree to the larger package of dozens of different expenditures. To make matters worse, Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, the most conservative of the lot, has come out against $2,000 checks, saying he would only consider a smaller amount and only if it is strictly targeted to those in need, as if he's running a race to see who can prove least informed on economics. This makes the package even less likely to pass. We have the votes right now for the checks alone. Pass that. Then you can move on with the rest. Better yet, forget the rest and just make the checks recurring. If you agree, contact Joe one way or another and let him know the mistake he's making. He promised Georgia and America those checks. Failure is not an option. Give Joe Manchin a piece of your mind as well. Still, I don't mean to be too negative. Remember that the Democrats did not used to be behind unconditional cash at all, and that's clearly not the case today. As a New Republic article title put it, Democrats are finally unafraid to be the party of free money. Hallelujah. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Give Murkowski some positive feedback and start grooming her as an independent for cash relief. Implore your congresspeople to ditch the filibuster and pass standalone recurring checks. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.